Steve Gruber Show. It's so good to have you here for the conversation. You know, we take time here weekly to talk about your health and how we make sure that even in these very confusing times, you get the best health care you can, the best information on health care that we can provide you. Now, as a result of the pandemic, a lot of different things shut down for a period of time. Diagnostics and mammograms and colonoscopies, those sorts of things didn't happen for a period of time. Those are all back happening again. And some other things are going back online now as well, including FastCare, which is part of the Sparrow healthcare system. Joining me is Deanna Wenberg. She is the nurse practitioner, and she is at Sparrow's Urgent Care and FastCare. Deanna, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Now, you have three levels of emergency service, basically, with Sparrow. You've got the emergency room, which I tend to frequent on occasion. You've got urgent care and fast care. Can you help me and to those listening understand what are the differences and what should you use these three different sorts of facilities for?
Yeah, so emergency care is for the patients who can't wait for care that are in imminent danger, such as difficulty breathing, chest pain, those things that just can't wait. Urgent care, we see minor illnesses and injuries. You can get fracture care there, and also any type of wound care that you might need, such as simple sutures or staples. And then our fast care are for our minor illness patients, like urinary tract infections, upper respiratory infections. We do offer some vaccines and also sports physicals.
So when it comes to, and here's the million-dollar question these days, of course, you mentioned fast care if you have, you know, an illness like the flu. But nobody trusts the flu these days because nobody knows quite what they're up against if they have flu-like symptoms. So if you have flu-like symptoms and you're headed to fast care, should you do that?
I mean, we still want to see people when they're unwell. So if you are concerned that you have the flu, we are still seeing those patients. We are doing some interventions to help separate people to keep them safe and not spread illnesses.
So when it comes to my point being, obviously, whether or not it could be coronavirus and a COVID infection, what do you do? How do you manage people? Because one of the things that I've heard throughout this entire pandemic, which is terribly unfortunate, is that some people, you mentioned chest pain and difficulty breathing at the top of the segment here, people that have those situations, some of them so fearful, they don't seek medical attention, they don't go to the emergency room, and as a result, many people have died of illnesses, cardiac arrest, because they let the chest pain go on too long, that by the time they did seek treatment, it was too late. Same thing with other illnesses. We don't want that to happen. But how do you manage to make sure that you can shepherd out, I guess, the people that might have COVID away from the rest of the people that would be using your facility?
So we're adhering to the CDC guidelines. We are doing social distancing within our clinics and our emergency department and urgent care. People, you know, we are wearing masks, good hand washing. All of those infectious disease measures are in place to help protect our patients and our caregivers and their families.
And so when it comes to fast care, this is one of the, it has been historically for me, one of the most convenient things to use, especially for my kids when they need sports physicals. Fast care is so much more convenient because one of the nice things is I can check in online, right? That's one of your features.
Yeah, so you can get in online and pick a time that works for you and your family. You just go to sparrowcares.org, and that's where you can make your appointment, and we're happy to see you.
Is that true of all your emergency outlets, the ER, the urgent care, fast care? Can you go online if you're en route or somebody has a smartphone? Even if it is something more serious, you know, anyway, the ER, can you check in online and say, I'm coming in, I've got somebody with me who has X, Y, and Z? Is that a way to, I don't know, get people ready when you arrive?
So the online appointment schedule is available for urgent care and fast care only.
Urgent care and fast care. All right. And so for urgent care, urgent care is for injuries, a broken leg, a few stitches. Is that the difference between urgent care and fast care? Is that what you've explained?
Yes, that's correct.
All right. So As far as the fast care locations go, again, very convenient. If you're sick to your stomach, you've got infection, you've got something minor going on, but you need to see somebody, you can go to fast care. With me is Deanna Wenberg. She's a nurse practitioner at Sparrow's Urgent Care and Fast Care Facilities. Tell the folks, the fast care facilities have been closed down through the pandemic. You closed those down. Why did you decide to do that?
We wanted to get some measures in place to help protect our population that were coming into our clinics. As you know, there was a PPE shortage in the beginning, and while Sparrow as a health system did really well managing that, we wanted to make sure that we were having protocols in place to protect our population and our society. And so we took a moment to get that stuff all arranged.
And so now you're back up and operating. Tell the folks where these fast cares are, and they're all opening their doors now. Is that correct?
Yep. So all four of our urgent care locations are open. We have the East Lansing Urgent Care, the Sparrow Mason Urgent Care, the Sparrow Michigan Avenue Urgent Care, and the Sparrow Grand Ledge Urgent Care that are open. And we also are open in our Frandor Fast Care location and our Meyer DeWitt location. The Sparrow Fast Care within the Okemos Meyer will be opening on August 30th.
So you're back to full capacity, and I guess that's good news of returning to normal a little bit, Deanna. It's good to see we're returning to normal. Deanna Wenberg is the nurse practitioner, Sparrow Urgent Care and Fast Care. If people want to get familiar with it, obviously they'll see those in DeWitt, Okemos, and Frandor. If they want to get online and get checked in for the sports that are going, if people still need a sports physical, things of that nature, how do they find out more?
They can go to sparrowcares.org.
Sparrowcares.org. Good work, Deanna. Glad that you're back at it there at the Fast Cares. Deanna Wenberg, nurse practitioner, Sparrow Urgent Care.